I'm here with John Frank, a reporter for the Denver Post, and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. John, big picture, how much are we going to see in cuts, and what are some of the issues they've been grappling with?
Colorado budget writers started with a nearly $200 million deficit they had to fill, and they've worked to close that gap through a number of budget tricks and cuts. For one, we're not going to see Tabor refunds in fiscal year 16-17, which is a significant change. A number of accounting moves eliminated those refunds. The second part is transportation funding was cut about $50 million, down from $200 to $150, so that's a big gap. And then the budget writers tapped a number of cash accounts to bring in new money and kind of fill in the gaps here and there.
And what are some of the cash accounts? I know before they've looked at severance taxes and things like that.
Exactly. Severance taxes are not a part of this, from what I'm aware so far, but marijuana tax cash fund, marijuana taxes went up big, so the cash fund is able to pay back the budget a lot sooner this year, and that's about a $16 million hole. And they've gone to public school accounts and a few others just to bring in $5 million here, $8 million there, and that just helped them bring it into balance.
And all this might change if they ever get around to doing a compromise on the hospital provider fee, which is could free up about $350 million in the budget and kind of change the picture. Problem is that the politics are still so deep in that. Well, the Republicans continue to say that they don't want to do that, even though all their arguments seem to be falling away. The Democrats keep saying first they argued that this wasn't legal, and then they got an opinion from a Republican attorney general saying, yes, it is. And then they started saying, well, we're trying to protect refunds, and then we got a revenue forecast that said there aren't going to be any refunds, so what are you protecting? And so the governor has said that he continues to negotiate with them. The politics, you can't ever separate in this building, is about to get heated up a little bit here.
Yeah, the hospital provider fee debate, this big thing we've been following all session, both sides, Republicans and Democrats, chewing at each other on it, has really started to fade. And the governor admitted this when he talked to reporters recently, that the urgency is not as strong, though he still wants to do it, as Charles said. But without a Tabor refund, the hospital provider fee switch and moving that to an enterprise fund won't actually benefit the budget much at all.
Given that it's so political, if it's not going to impact the budget and they're not staring at that reality, I think it's going to be harder to actually push something through when they are going to have other things to deal with.
Right, but they still want to do it for the next couple of years because the refunds are projected to come back in 17 and 18 and 19. And so it's something they still might want to do, but probably it's going to have to wait till next year's session.
And just to give listeners a preview, the budget will be on the House floor initially. And as you mentioned, John, the budget committee's been working on this for months, but this will be the chance for other legislators to weigh in and offer their amendments.
They'll send it through committee meetings and caucuses from each political party. We'll discuss it, and they'll do votes later in the week. But there are going to be some major questions here. For one, the budget includes $2.5 million in funding for long-acting contraception, a major issue for Republicans. Two, they cut transportation funding to balance the budget. That's a huge issue, particularly for House Republicans. So the budget has the votes to pass with the Democratic majority, of course, but how much it changes and how much of a fight Republicans put up will be really interesting to watch.
Thanks. That was John Frank with the Denver Post and Charles Ashby with the Grand Junction Daily Sentinel. I'm Bente Berkland at the State Capitol.